Kof Aleph Elul, Tuesday the 16th of September, Rabbi Aaron Basus, a new insight into Rosh Hashanah.
I was going to share with you what I felt was a very nice and beautiful dank, Rosh Hashanah, but I was told absolutely that the Olam want to hear Divrei Halacha. So I have changed my... I was going to speak about and speaking about something which is Binyan Halacha to do with Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to speak about the Inyan of Malchiyot Rosh Hashanah. One of the important features of the day is Malchut. Now, it's not only Rosh Hashanah, it's also throughout the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. The Ikar place where it's brought down that we have to mention Malchut, this is brought down in the Gemara Masechet Brachot, Daf Yud Bet Amud Bet. The Gemara says, Kol Hashanah Kula, Omer Adam Ha'el HaKadosh, Melech Vayiv Sedaka U'Mishpat. Ba'aseret Yemei Shebein Rosh Hashanah Liyom HaKippurim, Omer HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. Dehainu, the whole year round, a person in the third bracha, he says Ha'el HaKadosh, and then in the bracha Hashiva, he says Melech Vayiv Tzedakah U'Mishpat. In Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, starting on Rosh Hashanah, ending on Yom Kippur, he has to change the nosach and he has to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and he says HaMelech HaMishpat. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if a person, he didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh in Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, and he said as usual, Ha'el HaKadosh, Chozeh. That's the minhag of the whole of Klal Yisrael, that for HaMelech HaKadosh, a person is Chozeh L'Rosh HaTefillah. If a person by mistake, he said Ha'el HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, Chozeh L'Rosh HaTefillah. HaMelech HaMishpat, according to Maran, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chozeh. The person said, Melech Oeb Tzedakah Mishpat, instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, Chozeh. The Birkat Hashiva, has to go back to the beginning of the Bracha and carry on from there. The Ramah says, he's not Chozeh. Why? Because he mentioned Melech. He said, Melech Oeb Tzedakah Mishpat, he's not Chozeh. So, the minhag of the Sfaradim is Chozeh. The minhag of Ashkenazim, ain't Chozeh. Some Sfaradim also not Chozeh, because they're Choshesh for Bracha Levatala. But the general custom of the Sfaradim was always like that, Maran to be Chozeh, the Birkat Hashiva. This is what's written in the Gemara. These two places, we have to mention Melech. Melech is not only something which is special for Rosh Hashanah. Melech is the whole of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Because Melech signifies Yoshev Al Kisei Din. Melech signifies Melech v'mishpat yamid aretz. The king is judging. Melech signifies judgment. These days are days of din, these are days of judgment, and memela. That's why we have to say Malchut in these places. What we're going to discuss is, interestingly enough, we mention Malchut again in another bracha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In the bracha, which is what we call the bracha of Kedushat Hayom, the fourth bracha of the Shemoneh Esra, the middle bracha, which is Kedushat Hayom, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't just say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Israel v'Yom HaZikaron, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Israel v'Yom HaKippurim, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech al kol ha'aretz mekadesh Yisrael b'yom ha'zikaron. Baruch atah Hashem. Melech al kol ha'aretz mekadesh Yisrael b'yom ha'kippurim. We mention Malchut in the Chatima of the Bracha of Kedushat Hayom. Ve'ashayla nish'elet, what is the din of a person who forgot to say Malchut in that Bracha? Is it me'akev? Is it like Malchut in a Melech HaKadosh? Or is it just the Tosefet Be'alma Chazal said Lechatchila, you should say it, but it's not Me'akev. So, we're going to see It's interesting because we mentioned Malchut in, as we said, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we mentioned it, Arvit, Shachrit, Musaf, Mincha, and in Kippur also Ne'ilah. And Rosh Hashanah we mentioned in Kiddushah, in the Kiddush, the night of Rosh Hashanah, both first night, second night in the Kiddush, we say, Chatima, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech HaKol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael B'Yom HaZikaron. So, is it Me'akev, it's not Me'akev, and is there any chiluk between the Tefillot? So, La'alacha, Alacha Le'ma'aseh, it's not Me'akev at any one of the Tefillot. That's Alacha Le'ma'aseh. I'm going to explain it, I'm going to bring it out. So, in the Matzah Ephraim, he speaks about the general tefillot, not Musaf, he speaks about all the other tefillot. Im ta'av eloch ama v'chatam, rak mekadesh yisrael v'yom hazikam, v'lo ama melech ha'kol ha'aretz, yatsa. V'afilim shachach l'ma, kol nusach elokeinu v'lkei avoteinu, melech ha'kol ha'olam kulo bechvodach. He missed out the whole lotion. Rak achas shesiyem ya'ale v'yavo, chatam. Im midav tsev ya'ale v'yavo, like a normal yom tsev. Chatam, baruch atah Hashem, mekadesh yisrael v'yom hazikaron, yatsa. That's what the Matzah Ephraim brings down. The source of this is from the Shalmei Chagiga. Shalmei Chagiga was Yaakov Yisrael Elgazi, the father of the Marit Elgazi. He was a Rav in Yerushalayim, Rishon Letzion in Yerushalayim, in the generation before the Chidah. Wrote many, many Sforim of Yaakov Yisrael Elgazi. And one of the Sforim he wrote, very famous Sforim, Shalmei Tzibur, on all the halachas of the tefillah, the general halachas of the tefillah, Shalmei Chagiga, the tefillahs of Yom Tov. It's quoted in the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva, on the Shulchan Aruch, quotes a Keseda. He quotes over here the Shalmei Chagiga. The Shalmei Chagiga says, if a person, he didn't say Melech in the Chatima of the Bracha of Kedushat HaYom on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's not Me'akev. Because that's only a Tosefet. Where do we find Chazal said it's Me'akev? Only in the Bracha of Melech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat. We don't find they said it's Me'akev in anywhere else. So even though it's a good thing to mention it, because Chazal wanted us to mention it, because that is the Avodat Hayom, the Avodat Hayom of the Aseret that made the Shuvah is Malchut, to realize that Kadosh Baruch was the Melech, and therefore they put it as a Nusach in the Bracha, but they did put it as a Nusach which is Me'akev. The Me'iri, in his Sefer Chiburat Teshuvah, he wrote a Sefer Miyuchad on Teshuvah. And there he says, שמכוח הלכה, מכוח הלכה, לא נאמרה חתימה זו אלא במוסף. This חתימה of saying מלך על כל הארץ, only is really in מוסף. Explain why in a minute. But he says clearly, the other תפילות, אבל, בשאר החתימות בתפילת ערבית, שחרית, מנחה וקידוש היום, לא היה צריך לחתום אלא מקדיש לב יום הזיכרון. אבל פי כן, נתפשט המנחה לחתום בכל החתימות בעניין מלכות, רצה לומר מלך הכל הארץ. מי says clearly, it's not even a תקנת חזל. נתפשט המנהג, it became a מנהג in כלל ישראל to ask to add מלכות in the חתימה וישברכה. It's not from חזל, and for sure it's not מעקב. This is what the Shalmei Chagiga brings down, and this is what the Matzah Ephraim Paskens Halacha Lema'aseh. Here already the Me'iris touch on something very interesting. But could be Musaf is different. Why is Musaf could be different? Because in Musaf, we mention Psukim or Malchiyot. Because Rosh Hashanah is, even though in the whole of Tzeit Mei Tshuva there's an inyan to say Malchut, it's very, very important. But in Rosh Hashanah there's a double inyan. Imru lefanai Malchiyot. part of this Eden Avodat HaYom Rosh Hashanah is Malchiyot. More than Yom Kippur. Especially in Rosh Hashanah. Then in Rosh Hashanah and Musaf, we add three different inyonim. Malchiyot, Zichronot, Veshofarot. Interestingly enough, each one of them have got a special nusach, special bracha. So normally on Musaf there's 7 brachot. In the Musaf Rosh Hashanah there's 9 brachot. It's the longest Musaf of the whole year. There's 9 brachot in Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Because we have a special bracha for Zichronot, we have a special bracha for Shofarot. For Zichron we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Zocheh HaBerit. For Shofarot we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Kol Tirat Amo Yisrael, we say Hayom Berachamim. Ashkenazim say Berachamim. If it's not, if it falls during the weekday, if it falls on Shabbos, we also say, we don't say Hayom. When it falls, like this year, it falls, we blow the shofar on the Rosh Hashanah, we say Hayom Berachamim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu hears the sounds of the shofar today that we blew Berachamim. Malchiyot, interestingly, does not have a bracha by itself. Malchiyot we say together with another bracha. We say it's part of another bracha. There's a machlok in the Mishnah, which bracha do we say together with? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, we say it together with Kiddushat Hashem. Kiddushat Hashem means the Melech HaKadosh. So in the third bracha, where we add all the v'cheins, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you start also speaking about Malchiyot. Mesh all the psukim Malchiyot, and you end off Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's the halacha, we don't say in HaMelech HaKadosh, we say in the Kiddushat HaYom. So in the fourth bracha, where we're mentioning the Kiddushat HaYom, so we'll add over there all the psukim Malchiyot, and we'll end off the regular ending, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech HaKolatz Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So the Meiri says that what is the reason why, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you say it in the third bracha? So it's very interesting. Because the third bracha is the bracha of Malchut. In the third bracha, you're Chotem, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. So that is the bracha of Malchut. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, why should you say Malchut is a separate bracha? We've already got the bracha of Malchut. The bracha of Malchut is the Melech HaKadosh, say in there. Rabbi Kiva said no. Rabbi Kiva said no, we don't say Melech HaKadosh. We've got another bracha of Malchut. What's the other bracha of Malchut? Melech al kol ha'aretz mekadesh yisrael v'yom hazikaron. So therefore the Meiri explains, Rabbi Kiva holds, that Melech al kol ha'aretz is the Chatimah of Malchut. Just like you got a chatima of Zichronot, you got a chatima of Shofarot, you also got a chatima of Malchut, Melech HaKol HaAretz. According to the Meiri, in Musaf, Melech HaKol HaAretz is Me'akev. It's part of the Nusach of the Bracha. And that's why we can say Malchut in that Bracha. However, the Halacha is not like this Meiri. It's brought down in Chaye Odom, and the Kavach Chaim quotes this Chaye Odom, and the Shalmei Chagiga also passing like this, the same. Chaye Odom says, "Im siyem baruch adah Hashem kadosh leviyom azikum lo amar melech hakolatz nireli de ein tzarich lachzor uve musaf shomer psukim malchiyot tzarich iyun ve nireli de ein tzarich lachzor." He's got a suffix by musaf, but he says even so nireli de ein tzarich lachzor. So he needs a beer. Why? If you miss out Melech HaKol HaAretz, so you don't have the Chatimah Malchut. So why is it not Me'akev? So the Chaye Odom in Nishmat Odom explains, he says that there's no Chatimah Malchut. The Malchut is Chazal v'kolel betoch bracha acheret. They kolel in other bracha. They kolel in Kiddushat HaYom. There's no special Chatimah for Malchut. Just like according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's part of the normal bracha. There's no additional chatima for Malchut. It's the part of the normal bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh. So also, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no special Hatima of Malchut. It's Nichlal in the bracha of Kedushat HaYom. And the bracha of Kedushat HaYom does not have to have Malchut in it. That's what the Chai Adam says. That's what he paskins. The Shalmei Chagiga brings an interesting raya from Abu Darham. A raya that the Chatima of the bracha is not connected with the Malchuyot. What is the raya? If you look in the Seder of Malchuyot Zichron Shofrot, we say 10 psukim of Malchuyot, 10 psukim Zichronot, 10 psukim Shofrot. 3 from the Torah, 3 from Tehillim, and then we say 3 from the Nevi'im, Achroinim, normally from Yeshaya, sometimes from Yirmiyah, Zachariah, and others, Nevi'im Achroinim, and then we say 1 pasuk at the end from the Torah. The 1 pasuk which we say at the end from the Torah, where do we say it? We always say it next to the bracha, Samuch l'chatima. So for example, in Zichronot, we start Zichron Atah Zocheh Maaseh Olam Vez Akdama Bala Medinot Bo Yehameh, it's all part of the Akdama. Then we say the Psukim, the 9 Psukim, and then we say Nusach Sfad, we say Yaleh V'Yavoy in Musaf. It's the only Musaf we say Yaleh V'Yavoy because of Zichronot. Yeah, Zochreinu Hashem Elokeinu Bo Letovam. At Zichronot we say it. Nusach Ashkenaz, they say then, Zochreinu b'zichron tomu lefanech v'okdeinu l'akeda. And then, right at the very end, v'kayim lanu, et Hashem lokeinu l'adbar shiftachtanu b'toratach l'adim Moshe avdach kamu, v'zachar atila imbrit l'shonim, we say the pasuk, and straight away we go into the bracha, ki zocher kol neshkach od ata, v'ein shikha lefnei kisek odech baruch ata Hashem zocher abrit. So we delay the last pasuk to Samuch l'chatima. We don't say it together with the other 9 psukim. Similarly, by Shofarot, is Akdoma, Atanig later, is Akdoma. Then we start the psukim, the 9 psukim, and then we say, Elokeinu gavtin tka b'shofar gadol l'cheiruteinu. And then the pasuk, v'kayim lanu, and then straight away we go to the final, to the Chatima. So the pasuk is delayed. It's not said together with the other psukim. It's said together with the Chatima. However, Malchut is not like that. Malchiot is also got Akdama. What's the Akdama for Malchiot? Aleinu Shabayach. That's the Akdama for Malchiot. That is Malchut. And then we say the Psukim. Immediately after we finish the 9th Pasuk, which is the Pasuk of Nevi'im, Uv Toratcha Hashem Elokeinu Katub Lomo Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Gemara says, even though it doesn't mention Melech, but that's Malchut. We finish off the 10th Psukim. And then we say, Elokeinu Melocha Kol Olam Kulo Bechvodach Kadoshein B'mitzvotecha. And we go to the Chatima without any pasuk. That's what Abu Darham says. Why? What is the reason for this? Because Malchiot is not connected with the bracha. The bracha is the bracha of Kiddushat Hayom. So we don't say the pasuk of Malchiot Samuch. By Zichron Shofrot, we say the pasuk Samuch because the bracha is on Zichron Shofrot. So we say the last pasuk, which is connected to Zichron Shofrot. Mash Enken by Malchiot, the Pasuk of Malchiot, is not connected with the Bracha. The Bracha is only solely a Bracha of Kedushat HaYom. Therefore, we finish off all the 10 Pasukim before, and then we go into the Kedushat HaYom, Kadoshenu B'mitzvotecha v'chulei v'chulei, without any Pasuk. Memele, what do we see from here? Even by Musaf, Malchiot is not part of the Chatima. Even though we say it, we don't say it as part of the Chatzimah. Like we say it on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur Musaf, we say Melech al Kol Haaretz. Is that part of the Chatzimah? No one will tell you it's part of the Chatzimah. It's Deb no Me'akev. The person didn't say Yom Kippur. So who had been on Rosh Hashanah? The Chatzimah is only Melech al Kol Haaretz. Chatzimah is only Mekadesh of Yom Hazikaron. Melech al Kol Haaretz is a Tosefet, but it's not Me'akev. So that is Halach Lemaaseh, that even though it's very important on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that we mention always Melech, we have to know the Iker place. The Chazal we're talking is HaMelech HaKadosh, that's the Iker place. When we say Melech HaKol Haaretz, it's always in the Tefillah, Nitpashet HaMinag. That's a Minag. It's not Me'akev. The reason for the Minag is because Klal Yisrael, they want to remind themselves always that Kadosh Baruch is a Melech in these days, therefore they added it into the Chatimah of the Bracha. Just say a small word in Drush. Is a Minag on Rosh Hashanah to take minim, be minim shonim on the night of Rosh Hashanah. I always say, the pshat is, Chazal wanted that we shouldn't feel when we come home Rosh Hashanah is like a normal Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah, the Suda of Rosh Hashanah has to be different. So we carry on the tefillahs even when we come home. It's not like we go to shul on a normal Yom Tov, you go to shul, you daven, you come home, you eat and you drink, you make merry. Rosh Hashanah is not like that. Rosh Hashanah, you come home, it's also serious. The first thing you do after you wash, you take the minim, you say, Hirat Som Vanech, you carry on the bakashot, you carry on the tefillah. The tefillah carries on at home. The whole day of Rosh Hashanah is a day of tefillah. Yesh leharich b'zeh. If you look at the whole day of Rosh Hashanah, there's no gaps. It's fully, completely day of tefillah. There's one bakasha, it's written in Shulchan Aruch, we take Rosh Keves, head of a sheep, and we say, Sheniyeh l'rosh v'lo l'zanav, should be the head and not the tail. And also, we mention Elo Shel Yitzchak. Do the Minag Ashkenaz, they say also? You say? Zchor Elo Shel Yitzchak? Okay, that's Rosh Hashanah. You just say Sheni Elo Shel Yitzchak. You take Rosh Keves? Yes. The Iker meaning is take Rosh Keves. In Shulchan Aruch says, two times why take Rosh Keves. One is Sheni Elo Rosh Velo Lezanav. The other time is Zeichel Elo Shel Yitzchak. It's Akeda. And he's brought down Locha. If you don't have a head of a sheep, so then you take a head of something else. You just say Shene Elo Shel Yitzchak. Obviously, you can't remember the Akeda if you have another animal. You have a chicken, you have a fish. You can't say Uschoy Akeda Shel Yitzchak. It's got nothing to do with it. You just say Shene Elo Shel Yitzchak. But the Ikka Takona, the Ikka Minag was, what's written in Shulchan Aruch, you should take Rosh Keves and you should mention both things. So, it's very strange that we got one min, we have two remembrances with this. Always we take one min. Now one min is maske to us one bakosha. Here we've got one min, and we've got two things. Shinir Rosh Lo Zanav. By the way, Shinir Rosh Lo Zanav is based on the pasuk last week's parsha. Untanecha Hashem Elokecha Lerosh Lo Zanav. It's a pasuk. Yeah? Hashem should make the head, not the tail. I will explain this because it seems to be against what's written in the Perek. The Perek says that a person should be zanav la'arayot v'alti rosh ha'shualim. He should be the tail and not the head. So why are we asking to be the head and not the tail? So Mefarshim explain that if a person's got the choice of being the head of Kitta Bet or the bottom of Kitta Aleph, he should ask to be in Kitta Aleph. It should be Zanav la'arayot v'ati rosh ha'shualim. If he's got the choice to be the bottom of Kitta Aleph or the top of Kitta Aleph, he prefers to be the top of Kitta Aleph. When it says in the Possum, Untanecha Hashem lokecha l'rosh v'lo l'zanav, it means in the highest cut. That even from the highest cut, you'll be the head and not the tail. You'll be the top of the tops. A star. That's the Kavanah when we say, Shinir l'rosh v'lo l'zanav. We don't mean to be the tail at the bottom. In the bottom group. No, we don't mean that. We mean the bottom of the top group. So what is the connection between this Azkara and Akeda? Because there's a danger. If a person becomes the top of the top group, there's a danger. Yavoleh de Geut. It comes to pride. Yeah? A person can feel he's the top of the world now, he doesn't need to do anything more, he doesn't need to he's come to, he's reached the top, he reached the pinnacle. So there's a danger, yeah, of gava. So straight away we mentioned, together with this, Uscholanu Akedato, remember that Akeda. Avraham Avinu, because Baruch Hu told him, Ataya Dati Kirei Lukimata, I know now you're Yerei Shamayim. Yeah, he came to the top, commanded, he heard from the Baruch Hu himself, now I know you're Yerei Shamayim. I've reached the top. Avraham Avinu could have said, my job is over. But no, straight after that, what did Avraham Avinu do? He took the ram. He didn't stop. He didn't say, my avodas Hashem is finished. I've reached to the pinnacle. He took the ram and he wrote it. Rabbi Lopian says that by the Akedah, he says Yachdov three times. Twice on the way and once on the way back. He says, V'yashav Avraham and the Arab, V'yakum V'yehu Yachdov. So what's the V'yachdov over there? He says, just like the lads did not feel any type of nasut, any type of geul, because they didn't do nothing. They just watched from a distance. They didn't do nothing. But Yashav Avraham and the Arav, he came back to them. But Yehu Yachdav, he went together with them. Meaning he felt the same feeling like them. Nothing. He didn't feel any feelings of pride in what he did. That he did the tremendous mitzvah of the Akedah. Memela, that is the connection between these two things. That's why he put it together. We want to be the tops of the tops. But at the same time, we want to be like Avraham Avinu. We want to be like Avraham Avinu. That the fact that he came to the pinnacle did not bring him to pride in what he was doing. I wish all the Kala Kadosh, Shana Tuvah Mvorechet, especially my brother, may be awesome.